It's 590 WKZO. The program is Lawrence and Taylor. I'm not Taylor, and he's not Lawrence.
You didn't think I was going to come back on time, did you?
Well, I was starting to wonder if the name of the program had changed. The name of the program is Lawrence, and
but
there it is. Okay.
Just-in-time co-host. That's
Well, actually, the music had already started, so I guess it was just a wee bit late.
A little bit. I'll work on that. But you hadn't potted my mic up yet.
No, I hadn't.
So it that's was, the real
it
test.
It was tempting to get all the the squeaking of the chair and
the squeaking of my knees.
Yes, he's finally sitting down. And okay, but one thing that we had promised early on in the program, and we have yet to do.
But we keep our promises.
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
as much as we can, anyway.
Yeah.
We've got not one.
Not two?
Not even two.
Three?
And wouldn't it be great if it was three, but not even three?
Oh, my gosh. Four?
Four.
You can take the whole family.
There you go. And you're taking them where?
To Ride Along.
Ride Along is the name of the movie. It is currently playing at Celebration Cinema in Portage, so you'll be able to go in extreme comfort and enjoy yourself a movie.
Have adult beverages.
There you go.
Some really good food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Life would be good.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it'll be on us and the fine folks at Celebration Cinema.
What do they have to do to get said tickets,
well,
Jeremy?
Well, what they have to do is call one of the following numbers. 382-4280.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call toll-free. You'll get in that way as well at 877-382-4280. And you know what? They need to be caller number what?
Six.
Six? Okay,
caller
six.
Number six.
Six is the caller number for these particular tickets to see Ride Along. Ice Cube is in this thing.
Which, does he play the police officer?
I think
or
he does.
The,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
He plays the police officer.
Okay.
Which, I got to admit, I enjoyed him in that movie. What was it? Are We There Yet? Do you have to have a chance to see that one?
No.
I have to look that one up. I don't know if it's still on Netflix or not, but it's worth it.
I saw
it's a lot of fun.
In the trailer where he was target shooting and was, well, no, he wasn't. It must mm-hmm. be the, because it was the non-police officer
uh-huh.
who was unprepared for the kickback of a gun when fired.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
So
all you have to do is be caller number six. You get four tickets to see that, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can check out that movie. I tell you, it's been, I don't know what it's been, but I think it's just before Christmas. We've had so many movies come out, so many different things that people get to see, and here's another one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff out there that people get to go check out.
Well, you know, part of what drives it for Christmas is the long vacation,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
going to movies is a part of many people's Christmas festivities. Holiday,
mm-hmm,
having
mm-hmm.
fun.
And now it's just cold and there's nothing to do outside. So,
some
you know.
Of it, I think, also has to do with the Oscars,
mm-hmm.
and movies to be considered have to open in this case, 2013.
Yeah.
And so some of that.
So I don't think they were looking at that with Ride Along, though. I think they were just making a fun little movie, from what I can see, anyway.
Yeah, it did not look like a serious movie based on what I saw.
You can just picture Meryl Streep and Ice Cube.
Yes. Yes.
There's a combination you'll never see, I have a feeling. So, from what I can tell,
we have a winner.
We have a winner. I think we have a winner. I don't know. We'll check with him here in a minute.
Here we go.
He's
ready now.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi there.
Hi,
all right. So
Derek.
We had the right number caller calling, and it's Mark Harrison.
Okay.
Well, so congratulations to him.
Congratulations, right. Mark. You and three of your friends or family are going to see Ride Along at the Celebration Cinema.
Yep.
Courtesy of WKZO and Lawrence and Taylor.
Of course, with these tickets right here in my hand, too.
That's a hint, Derek.
Which they, yeah, see, there you go. I knew he'd get that.
See, I was course, taking no chances.
Of course, when you tell them it's a hint, it's not a hint anymore. Something tells me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? We also promised that we were going to talk about Obamacare. And if anybody can see our list, which you can't, our list is rather lengthy of all the different prep
pages.
I mean, there's literally like 4 or 5 pages here. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, now some of that's because we leave items that we thought we might talk about yesterday and didn't on the list.
Yes, yes. We have several of those that are on the list.
And matter of fact, Obamacare was actually on the list yesterday, wasn't it? And we just didn't get to it.
And actually the day before that as well, because there's been stories that have come out about it. It's just something that we really have not gotten to because there's just been just so many stories, so much good stuff going on.
And we get distracted by talking about pizza.
Of course,
stuff.
Which, you know, if you have us talk about food, well, we're just going to get distracted anyway. You know, in fact, somebody could probably distract us from Obamacare right now if they'd call in talking about ribs or something.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, pizza! You saw the movie Up and
of course.
Squirrels.
Squirrel, yeah.
Pizza!
But I think, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be pizza. Somebody could come along and say, burgers. And I know what would happen for Roger. He'd be sitting here, where?
Yeah.
Where?
Really?
Burgers?
Burgers?
I'm there. I'm there, wherever it is.
Well, I'm ready. I had pizza last night. So.
But
back to Obamacare.
Yes. There's been several things that have come out in the news. Today's news that I saw involved, and this was investigative work done by WKBN, which is a TV station in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing some work finding out that apparently there were some people that lost their doctors because of the Affordable Care Act. And I think, you know, the reason you bring that up, of course, is that the president came along and said, if you like your doctor, you can keep him. Well, not so much. And I guess in that case, you kind of wish that the president would have been a bit more honest with people and say, well, you know what? It's going to be tough to implement. It's going to be tough to get through. But in the end, it'll be better if that's what he honestly believes.
Do you think he was really being dishonest? Or do you think at the time he said it, he thought it was true and just didn't anticipate every possible permutation as this thing rolled out? And circumstance made him a liar versus lying by intent and saying, I'm deliberately going to embarrass myself and mislead the American public.
Mm. And either way, it doesn't look good for him either way. Because if you look at it, one way, he's a liar. Nobody likes a liar. The other way, he doesn't know what his own plan's going to do. That can even come off as kind of incompetent.
Mm.
So either way, it doesn't look good for Obama.
Well, I agree that it's not a perfect situation to have had the president say forthrightly, this is how it's going to work, and to not have it work that way. I think your perspective colors your interpretation of that.
Could be.
But nonetheless, he did intently or unintentionally misstate how it's now that we know we've got these problems and we've heard about them, what's the conservative approach for fixing? Every big piece of legislation has had to have tweaks made after the fact. Once it's implemented and we see the effects it has. So let's assume these people did in fact lose their doctors. What's the fix for other than the ongoing, let's repeal it. It's the law of the land. It's really increasingly difficult to repeal. So now we're going to have to fix some things, apparently. What's the Republican fix for these folks that were uncovered that lost their physicians?
Well, I think a lot of what you'll hear out of Republicans, which they don't really talk about it a lot, and they should. They absolutely should say, here it is, here's our plan. I think a lot of what Republicans are going to be about is let's open it up a little bit. Let's let the markets help to move things along instead of saying, here's the government solution to it. It's, you know what, let's loosen this up a little bit. Let market forces work. Let's let that bring prices down, which is what Obama wanted to do, because he talked about how costs were going to go down for families everywhere. And honestly,
and they have.
No, they haven't.
Oh, yes, they have.
Really?
The costs.
Because my costs have gone way up.
Well, and there are individual issues that need to be looked at.
Well,
there are some problems. But when you look at this is the first period of time since Obamacare was signed into law that the cost increase in medical care in this country is actually smaller than the inflation rate for the country. And so we really are making some progress in controlling health care costs in this country.
But
I agree there's some individuals who we need to do something for.
But if you're talking about costs in terms of, you know, yeah, medical costs for different things that you're going to get done medically speaking, but I think medical costs also include insurance. Because you're using that to help pay for medical costs.
And many people, not all, but many people are in fact finding. Target today announced they're canceling their employee health care plan because the options available under Obamacare are better coverage and lower costs to its employees than what they were able to provide. And that's the explanation that Target gave for, and they're giving their employees money to go out and buy that superior product that you can get in the marketplace.
If you can actually get through the website. But here's another thing to bring up as
the
well.
The website isn't so much a problem. Yes, there's lots of glitches in this, but bringing up if you can get through the website is referring to the really dark days back in October.
Okay.
That's really not reflecting current.
Have you been on the website and tried to use it?
No.
Personally?
No.
Okay. Well, then you wouldn't know one way or another.
Oh, but I do know there are millions of people who are using it successfully. Mm-hmm. There's well over the last I knew, and this was back close to the first of the year, there were over 2 million people who had used it successfully. So whether or not I have, Jeremy, that's a moot question.
And that's the other thing. Okay, 2 billion people have used it successfully, but we've lost what? 4 million people have lost insurance?
Well,
so that we go back to that same point that, you know what, is it a success? Not looking like it. The other thing.
Yes, it is a success, Jeremy.
Here, I'm not done. Younger people that were going to make this work, because that's what it was based on, is younger people signing up for insurance. They're not doing it. They're not signing up for insurance. That's a problem.
When you look at the experience we got in Massachusetts under Romney Care, the young, healthy people all signed up in the last few weeks before it went into effect. And so what we're seeing on the national level is very much like when we saw the small brother to the ACA, Romney Care.
They're just putting it off. That's what it is.
Yes, that's what they know for sure.
You know that young people are putting it off. You know that as a fact.
Yes. That's
really? How do you know that as a fact?
Because it's documented in the experience we had with Romney Care.
That's Romney Care. I'm talking about right now, today. You know this for a fact. People are saying, you know what? I'm going to put this off until the very last second because for whatever reason.
I know,
that now.
I know it just as certainly as you know they're never going to sign up for it. Neither of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're both conjecturing here, Jeremy.
Okay.
You are too.
Well, at least you're finally admitting it. So.
But I'm basing...
You knew it as a fact a minute ago, so it's nice to see you coming around.
I'm not coming around.
Just said you were conjecturing after you said you knew it as a fact. Make up your mind.
I'm conjecturing based on facts, Jeremy.
You said you knew it as a fact. Now you say you don't know it as a fact. That's a flip-flop.
It is not.
That's a flip-flop right there.
Oh, you're full of crap.
Thank you. 382-4280. If you'd like to be a part of the conversation, 877-382-4280. You could be a part of the discussion as we talk a lot about this. You know what? One other thing I wanted to bring up, and we'll bring this up and talk about it after we get through the break. There was a study that came out of Grand Valley State University that I want to share some results with you, and we'll do that here in just a second as we talk about Obamacare and as you call in to the program. Keep it right here. Lawrence and Taylor, that's the name of the program. We continue ahead. And Roger, before we get to any more of our discussion, Carol's been waiting on the line. So, Carol, you're with us on the program. Go right ahead.
I have a couple of things I'd like to speak to. I have helped four people sign up. I'm not a facilitator. I'm just the average person.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through the website each time. It has taken me less than a half an hour to get completely through. We did research the available, what was available in each county, because different counties have different programs as far as the insurance policies available. We all happened to select a Blue Cross Silver plan because our doctors are in that network, but if had our doctors not been in that network, been in another network, we could have chosen another plan. So if a person signs up through the healthcare.gov website, they need to research what plans their doctor accepts, and then choose a plan according to that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to just sign up blind, and it just takes a little research, just like if you were signing up for an insurance plan on your own.
Since you've had so much experience with the website, were there operational issues as you worked through the system not once but four times?
I started on October 1st, and that was probably a mistake because it took me a couple of times to get signed up on October 1st. And then I made a little bit of a mistake on my income, so I just kind of put off my final sign-up until about the 15th of November because I had to correct my income amount, and I wasn't able to do that until that time. There's now a button on there that says, delete this application. Which means I can start all over with my income. Every one of us, one couple that I helped was not self-employed. They were getting ready to retire, but they weren't eligible for Medicare yet. And their policy went from $650 down to $250.
Wow.
The other three of us were all 59, 60 years old, and we're all self-employed. And our policies varied. Mine went from $195 down to $28.25.
Okay, we got to run. We're on top of a break. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Carol.
Bye-bye.
This portion of Lawrence and Taylor brought to you by Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, visit asthmaallergycenters.com.
Okay, we continue the program. We've been talking Obamacare. And one thing I wanted to do, and since we had that caller, we didn't have the opportunity to get to some of these figures. But these are figures that come out of a study done by Grand Valley State.
Mm-hmm.
They were studying particularly West Michigan businesses and what had happened in regards to the Affordable Care Act. And here's some of what the report had found. Said that for people, you said something about costs going down. They said that 49% of businesses have already increased employees' share of health care costs.
What does that have to do with Obamacare?
Well, it has to do with Obamacare because these are in response to the Affordable Care Act. Here's where some of that came in. 37% of businesses are using high deductible plans, which, let's face it, if you got to pay more in deductible, guess what? Your health care costs just went up. So there's one thing. Prescription drug coverage has changed for 30% of those businesses. In addition to that, they said in this particular report that just in a four-county area, it was Kent, Ottawa, Muskegon, and Allegan counties, they said that there would be 1,000 more workers today in those counties if not for the Affordable Care Act.
But how do they tie this all together? You know, some companies like Target have decided to drop insurance altogether because their employees could save money and get better coverage under Obamacare. All of those figures are interesting, but if you have health insurance through our employer, if they change your health care, how is that related to Obamacare? You're not in Obamacare. You have a private insurance through Midwest Communication. I don't understand how Obamacare ties all this data. I'm certain what you're saying is true, but I don't see any relevance. I don't see how it's connected to Obamacare.
That's like saying that you don't know how Obamacare is connected to health care in general. I mean, the whole Affordable Care Act has changed everything. That's why all of these insurance companies have had to cancel coverage for people and change the way that they do things and change what certain policies cover and change what they do.
Those employers were offering insurance that no longer met the requirements of Obamacare, and that's why they had to make the changes?
Well, I'm saying that Affordable Care Act has changed the way everything works. And let's face it, 2,000 pages will do that, particularly when most lawmakers don't even read them.
If you have private insurance, Jeremy, Obamacare has no impact on that at all, other than if your employer's plan no longer met the legal requirements, the deductibles were too high or there were caps on coverage, that sort of thing.
But if you have
private insurance, it's unaffected by Obamacare.
Okay. If you have private insurance, it's unaffected by Obamacare. That's what I heard you just say, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Tell that to the 4 million people that lost their coverage that had private insurance.
Because they had... And we need to do something for those folks. That's what we were talking about, Jeremy.
Absolutely.
There are
than Obamacare because they've lost their coverage because of it. They liked their plans.
No, Obamacare needs to be tweaked.
Wait a minute. Tweaked? Really?
To accommodate some of these problems that are cropping up. But I got the figures from Massachusetts. And in the first month, only 123 people signed up for RomneyCare in Massachusetts. But at the end of the first year, 36,000 had signed up. And 20% of that 36,000 registered in the last 30 days prior to the deadline.
Okay.
And MIT, who did a study of this, says that they anticipate Obamacare working in exactly the same way. And so the big number of enrollments is going to happen just prior to the deadline, based on experience with a near identical system.
But you don't know that it's going to happen that way. MIT doesn't even know. They just say, well, we think it will.
Well, they've but
we
they've
think it might.
They've got
they
some experience with a nearly identical system.
But
yes,
think about this.
They're
though.
Not for, clairvoyant,
think
Jeremy.
About it, think about this though. For a young person coming along and going, okay, do I buy health insurance? It's going to cost me hundreds of dollars every month.
But
or no, let me finish. Let me finish. Do I buy that or do I spend $95 on the penalty so I don't have to buy it this year? And that penalty, that's not going to pay for the program.
The figures for the number of people who fewer than 1% of the 6.6 million residents, mm-hmm. Approximately 44,000 people did in fact pay a penalty that first
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
but less than 1%.
Mm-hmm. So you think less than 1%, we're going to have all these people who really probably can't even afford the coverage sign up for it anyway?
I think we need to make some mid-course corrections here.
Okay,
I'm
tweaks,
not stuck
now
on
mid-course
repeal.
Mid-course corrections.
Why are you picking on the words I used to stick to the topic, Jeremy?
Let's talk about this, what I think really needs to happen.
Repeal, repeal, repeal.
If you're going to talk for me, I might as well not even talk. Let me say what I'm going to say. Here's what I think needs to happen, and it's what didn't happen originally. Both parties, Republican and Democrat, need to sit down together and say, all right, what can we agree on? Let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. Every time Obamacare is defended by anyone, they say, well, if we got rid of it, it would pre-existing conditions would be back. No, let's talk about that. Let's put that into a plan we can all agree on, because guess what? We can all agree on that. But here's what happened with Obamacare that shouldn't have. Democrats shoved it through. They did not talk to Republicans until it was almost over, and then they finally just said, well, we're not taking any of your ideas, and if people don't like it, that's what elections are for.
And it's the law of the land now,
yes,
Jeremy.
And it was shoved down our
Get
throats.
Get used
nobody,
to it.
Nobody liked it then. Nobody likes it now. That's
said,
why they
who's
continue.
Nobody, you don't like it.
Well, look at
that's
the poll
not
data.
That's
look
not
at the
everybody.
Polling data. A majority of people do not like Obamacare, do not want it,
where do you,
have
where
not
are you
wanted
getting
it
those figures?
Since it got started.
Where are those figures coming from?
I rolled out those figures for you a couple of weeks ago.
Give me the specifics right now. Where does that, you're talking like that's gospel.
It
where,
is.
Where are you getting those numbers
Gallup
at this
did those
moment?
Polls. Uh-huh. Gallup did those polls. They did them. I brought them out for you a couple of weeks ago.
I'll look for
about?
That tonight. But what about Carol when she called in and all four of the people that she helped, including herself, mm-hmm. were saving money?
Well, let's talk about this part of it. Let's talk about this, because one of the things the Affordable Care Act does is it has, if you fall into a certain income area and if your employer doesn't offer insurance, then there will be a subsidy. Okay, that's great. But guess what? Somebody's got to pay for that subsidy. Who does? The government?
Yeah.
Okay. Who pays?
Taxpayers.
Who gives the government money?
Taxpayers.
There you go. So where'd the money come from? Us.
Yeah, and it's
so
being
really
used for health care for
you're
us.
You're really not saving any money if taxpayers are having to pay money just to be able to save money on health care.
Jeremy, I'm one of the people who are paying more taxes because of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm perfectly willing to do it.
Good.
Because
if that's what you want to do.
It's a social problem mm-hmm. in our country. And I don't have the I don't give a damn attitude that conservatives do.
Now, that's not even right. That's not even right. You seem to think conservatives don't care about anybody. It's
oh,
not
no,
true.
They do. They care about true. Themselves.
Of course, because as you said a few days ago, it's the party of rich white people and that's it.
Yeah.
Which you know is wrong.
No.
You absolutely know it's wrong.
Republicans are the rich white
okay.
man's
what,
party.
What do you do with people like Dr. Ben Carson? What do you do with people like Godfather's Pizza Guy? I'm trying to think.
Oh,
presidential candidate. Herman Cain.
Yeah, Herman Cain. He needed to be president.
What do you do with the Reverend C.L. Bryant? What do you do with these men? These are all black men. They are Republicans. They believe in conservative ideals. It is not a party of the rich white man. Don't even go there.
Look at the convention, my friend.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Tim in Schoolcraft. Tim, welcome.
Roger, you're absolutely incorrect about conservative rich white people. I'm not rich. I'm a conservative, libertarian conservative. I got people who are people out here who are, I know family members are blue collar workers that are Republicans because of the values. That's a crock of crap.
Look at the convention. Did you see any people of color in there?
Hey,
look at the U.S. Senate. How many Republican people of color are there? How many women are there in the Republican Party?
We're switching. We're going to women now. Okay.
Now you brought this is how it happens when you mention things like this. People from the left will distract, just like this administration does. They'll call out everything else when you can't hit the true fact. You know what? It's a crock of crap what you're spouting off there about conservatives being only rich and white, and I don't care, you know what you think about, you know, this or that. The point of the fact is that you're probably for a single payer system where everybody goes on to a Medicare system, and that's what this Congress wants to do.
Now we're on to something, Tim. Now you're talking, and I don't much care what you think either. He calls up here and says, you don't care what I think. Well, why should I care what you think?
Tim, go ahead and speak. Even though he doesn't care, I do.
Okay. The point of the fact is this. You know, Raj one day back a month ago, was on a Saturday morning program, and he was talking about how he really admires Bernie Sanders, the so-called independent, who says he is a socialist. If you study socialism and socialists, that's about where it appears that his admirer, that's where Raj sits on that side of the fountain. So it's obviously what's spewed from his lips on the radio. I hear it all the time. It's so far left, and, you know, it's people say, well, we're so far right, but there's got to be some common ground on some things. But if the Democrats, the way they want to do it, and you were talking about this earlier, the Democrats have the way, it's their way or the highway, and they don't want to compromise anything at all.
Oh, and Republicans would never do that.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to blame the Republicans, too, for not compromising. There's got to be some, but when you shut them out on the health care bill and then say, well, elections have consequences and we're not going to listen to anything you got to say and ramrod it on December 24th on Christmas Eve so he could get it signed before they could bring in Senator Brown in from Massachusetts to stop that vote. That was a railroad deal.
Okay. Tim, we do have to move on to some other callers here, but thank you for your call today.
Have a nice day, Tim.
All right. Let's go over to Gary. You're on the air. Quickly with your thoughts.
Well, pretty interesting having Tim talk there. Tim's got some good points, but a couple of things about the compromise and the health care. I think maybe people aren't remembering that the Republicans just flat out said they wouldn't do anything to propose it. And the Democrats at the time had a majority in the House and the Senate. And they had the votes to pass it without the Republicans. But the Republicans weren't going to help anyway. And it wasn't a matter of not consulting the Republicans. The Republicans just said they were not going to cooperate.
Gary,
now, another thing I do want to say, well, wait a minute. Let me make one other point.
Let him speak.
Go ahead.
The Obamacare, I'm a guy, I've got three kids that are between 21 and 24, and they all had a lot of medical expenses in the last 3 years, and because of the president, they are under my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm not the only person that's like that, that's had have kids that age that now are covered by their insurance, and I bet you there's millions of us in the country who are very thankful that the president lets them stay on our insurance till they're 26. You can't say there isn't anybody that doesn't like it. I know that I agree, Jeremy, that the polls say people don't like it, but I think as it becomes instituted and they see that it really is going to improve their lot, I think that poll will change. I don't put much store in the depth of feeling in the opposition to the health care. That's mostly people just oppose things, but there are things wrong with it. There's reasons to get up and scream about it, but you can't say it hasn't been good for millions of people already.
Yeah, all 4.5 million that have lost their policies. But Gary, let me make a couple of
points. Well, no, that's not a fair thing to say. It wasn't the government that canceled their policy. It was the insurance company that canceled their policy.
Because the government passed something that said, well, you can't sell policies like this, and you can't
do things like that.
Yeah, and so they did something with those policies, so they canceled them.
You said yourself that those provisions had to go. They were unfair things.
Let's sit down together. And that's one of the points I wanted to make, Gary.
The Republicans refused to.
All right, Gary, let me talk now, okay? Here's the point I wanted to make with you. There were things that we could all agree on. There were things that we could line up, and you brought up one of them.
But Gary said the right thing, the Republicans refused to talk.
Are either one of you going to let me talk today?
Not when you're spouting gibberish.
Okay. Have at it. Go ahead and talk. You know what? I'll get out of here. See you later. Go ahead. If you're not going to let me talk.
I said let you talk, but.
Okay. Because if you're going to let me talk, Roger, will you let me speak as well?
Makes some sense.
I was about to.
Uh-huh.
I was about to.
We'll see.
Here's what I was saying. We could all agree on the very point you brought up, Gary. The idea that kids up to age 26 should be on those policies. We could have all agreed on that. But that was not even something that was brought up to Republicans instead. And here's the other point. You said that Republicans didn't want to sit down and talk. They did sit down and talk with congressional Democrats and with the president. They brought up their ideas, and every last one of them was shot down.
Because
that's
they
not,
were trying to obstruct.
Wait a minute. No. They were bringing up ideas. They were bringing up ideas in this meeting to be able to say, here's what we'd like to see in one. And Democrats said, no, we're not going to do it.
Because they came up with ideas that were meant to obstruct progress.
And
they were
so instead,
not legitimate.
Let's just
move down the road.
Something that nobody wants and nobody likes.
As
that's
Gary
a great idea.
Said, the Democrats had no choice because the Republicans refused to talk and negotiate.
They sat down with the president
you
and
said
congressional
yourself
leaders
they don't have a plan. That Republicans still
they
have no plan.
About a plan.
They don't have a plan
they
now.
They haven't talked about a plan.
They don't
got
have
a plan.
One.
Yes, they do.
No,
they absolutely
they don't.
Do.
If they
Gary,
did, why are they hiding
call?
It?
Thanks for your call. We got to get to a break. Lawrence and Taylor continues, at least for the next minute or so, about all the time we have left right now.
You know, we had some items we didn't get to today.
No, absolutely. And the autocomplete thing was so much fun.
Well, can we talk about that tomorrow?
I think we can.
We'll be back.
We should be.
Yeah.
We should be.
I'm feeling healthy.
We'll put that on the list of things that we chat about, because I want to get to that.
Yeah.
It is so much fun.
I like autocomplete.
To see, you know, I like it just from a search standpoint. It makes it easy.
Yeah.
But it is kind of fun to type in things. Like I just typed in to Google, Michigan wants. Got some interesting stuff.
Ooh. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
So that's coming your way. Make sure you got it here starting at 3 o'clock. Why not? We're going to be here.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.